Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Somebody email me the... Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is the one whose eyebrows went to the ceiling of the studio. That's pretty high. Oh, my goodness.
Pat Hamilton. Hello.
You know, it'd be good if you let us know.
I did, but we weren't.
I got some Second Street stories I need to bring up.
Bring those up.
Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We are going to be talking about what's happening as we speak in Israel. You know, Israel, as we've been talking about, they're under attack by several, you know, particular entities, if you would, but Hamas in Gaza. And also, we're going to try to give you how to hopefully connect and get empathy and understand that if this was your city being under attack, this was your nation being under attack, you would just be distraught. And as a church, you know, as the church, you know, it is us being under attack.
That's right.
You know, whatever happens to the least of us happens to all of us. Whatever happens to the most of us happens to all of us. And we're going to be talking about and showing you footage straight from Israel and be talking to you about the red alert. You'll be hearing a noise, an alarm go off. It was we'll be talking about it through the program. When you hear it, it's an alarm called Red Alert Israel, and you can get to it by going to VFNTV.com and the torch, and you can download the app on your phone. But it's invented by a 13-year-old.
Hmm.
More details to come. And every time a missile is fired at Israel, it goes off and lets you know if you're in Israel that you can run for cover and run from one of the many bomb shelters that are there and to be able to be protected. So so if you hear that, we're going to pay attention to it. We're going to pay attention to it, and I want you to hear it, because if you are in Israel right now, you would have to run for cover.
Yeah.
And so if we can connect and empathize, we have a high priest who's able to empathize with our weaknesses, Jesus, because he walked as we walked. But yeah, he did it without sin. And because he did that, we can approach the throne of God with boldness to receive mercy and grace in our time of need. Part of being what Jesus wants us to be is empathetic.
Yeah.
You know, feeling the infirmities of others. And so hopefully today is in this particular program, you're going to be able to connect with that and take the time just to stay in the whole program and just connect and realize, my goodness, this is my child running from cover, because you sent your kids to school that day. Not if you're in southern Israel, you're not sending your kids to school. School's closed.
That's right.
And but you're getting married. We're going to show you a couple that's getting married, and right in the middle of their marriage, missiles start flying right over them in their marriage, and all of a sudden they had to just stop the wedding and run for cover. And it's just amazing that the tragedy. At the same time, you're hearing many countries criticize Israel for wanting to stop that,
but defending herself.
And you know, it makes me think of this. Other than it's hot in here. No, what you're seeing and being taught in the world, this is what Jesus said. He said, wide and many, basically, are the nations. Mm-hmm. Many, wide is the road that leads to people that are against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Wide is a road that leads to destruction. And narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and few find it. I mean, if you're having folks right now saying they're walking with God, but they're coming against Israel, they're not walking with God.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot poke God in the eye and say you're with him.
No.
You know, that's just the base. That's just the reality of it. Now, you can be for human beings on the face of the earth, and God is for them, but you cannot be against Israel and for God. You just can't do it. And I mean, you can say that, but we need to be able to change that paradigm in your heart so that you will enter on the narrow road. And we want to be able to empathize. We want to be able to be there with them. Also, like I said, we'll be talking about this Red Alert Israel. You can even search for it right now, and you can join us as we are connecting to what's taking place in Israel. I don't know if my volume is on where you can hear it, but I want to make sure you can hear the thing. And we'll also be talking about what is it like to be an embedded reporter. I just want to give a big shout-out to Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv that we're looking forward to getting some footage about what's taking place and hearing you firsthand. You know, we need to hear firsthand from our brothers and sisters in Israel to be able to put it out to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to connect with you. We want to let them know. We want to let them know what you're going through. And I know when we pray and we stand up and we say, dear God, protect Israel, you know, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. And my concern is the north. My concern is the north and the northeast of Israel, not the south.
Right.
Because Pat Robinson was just talking about this morning on the news with CBN that, you know, he's saying it doesn't make sense. And he's a very intelligent man.
Right.
But it makes really good sense. I mean, if you understand Alinsky technologies and what's going on, those methodologies, that it's distraction. It is distraction in regards to, you know, watch the right hand. All of a sudden, you know, we'll be talking about, you know, ISIS and this Islamic State and Syria and Iraq and Jordan and all that, understanding that they got a hold of, reports are, of some nuclear material.
Yep.
And we know Iran, they have it. And we've been kind of having talks with them. We helped everybody with the Arab Spring except the Green Party in Iran, and we responded, did not respond. And you can go to VFN Torch and find out more details about that. But our president had a letter on his desk from the Arab Spring in Iran from the Green Party saying, can you help us? Just like they helped everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no response. But when Iran wants to have nuclear power, there's a response. They want to, you know, nuclear weapon, you know, power.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
What kind,
right.
What kind of power?
Right. Right. And of course, what one thing that was prophesied about this year in the beginning of 2000, this year, was by Pat Robinson that this year Iran will have nuclear power, nuclear weapons,
mm-hmm.
which changes the whole paradigm. All of a sudden, there's an arms race in the Middle East because, you know, Jordan's not going to sit back and.
Mm-mm.
You know, Syria is not going to sit back and looking at some of the prophecies and what we're talking about this week, even in a recent program, that Russia prophetically, according to John Paul Jackson, spoke in 2008 that they would be feeding this weaponry to Iran so that they can cause up a disturbance that would prevent oil from flowing like it should, to be able to raise the price of gasoline. So when you go to the pump and you pay $2 more, Russia gets out of debt.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing how that works? Mm. Russia gets out of debt. And I know, too, I've noticed that the synthetic marijuana and things that are around, they just had a bust just recently. But they're saying when you buy that stuff, you're fueling organized crime. You're fueling these people who are trafficking in these kids right now coming over the border. And these kids are being trafficked. Mm. I say the word traffic. Chicka-dicka-dicka-dicka.
I'm thinking about
there are people that traffic. Are snatching them up for money and making money by it and delivering them over the lines of America.
Yeah.
And but you think about it. You thought it was just recreational whatever, but you went and bought that thing, and that money went to those mm-hmm. folks who are doing that, including the people that are in New York and other cities. And they say, hey, man, I got a great DVD for you. It is only $1. It's like, but it looks kind of like with a copy sideways on the cover.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's theft. And they say that actually fuels a lot of these terrorist groups because now they're finding out they can't get money one way. They're actually going to get it that way through mm-hmm. through those ways. And I think even in Afghanistan, they were getting it through opium.
Yeah.
You know, so the you know, oh, that was yeah. one of the big things is selling opium. And is that right, Chris? Anyway, the just moving on. And we're going to be able to show what it's like to be an embedded reporter. What is it like to be an embedded reporter? Because we need to pray for our citizens who are there in the midst of all these crises, sending us back video and feeds and those type of things. And you're going to be able to see firsthand, you know, what is it like? Because you don't know if that bomb is going to land on you next mm-hmm. or that missile is going to land on you next. And next week, too, I want to just encourage you, catch us. Make sure you catch us next week. Don't forget we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, VFNTV.com, but also on the Gulf Coast CTN Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're going to show you what God has done and what he lined up with his own word when he says, all nations will be blessed by you. We're going to show you the beautiful blessing Israel is to all the nations, talking about water and agricultural and green and technology. You'll be so encouraged. Mm. It'll make you want to invest in Israel, if not live
or
in Israel.
Or move there.
Yeah. You know, it's just we got so much to share with you, but we want to connect to Israel during this program. We want to be able to pray for them and kind of empathize and connect with what they're going through. And we'll even be talking about how so many people now on the southern borders have grown up with this constant missile attacks coming in, that they have post-traumatic stress disorder. These are like children, mm-hmm. two-year-old children, some of them. They're just constantly in fear of loss, and they ride around with their windows down so they can hear the alarms go off. Mm-hmm. And obviously that was brought forward. This 13-year-old created mm-hmm. this particular app that lets you know that something's coming in and where it's coming in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Can the military deny a service member a grant for religious beliefs? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
I was denied a grant by the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society because I tithe on our paycheck. And I just wonder if that's being a violation of my rights or whatnot.
You know, this came up in the bankruptcy context where they were saying once a bankruptcy was filed that people can no longer tithe. And I will tell you, the court uniformly across the board said, no, you can't tell people they can't participate in the religious organizations that they want to support as long as it's at a reasonable level and these kind of things. So the fact is, you really should not have that as a basis for disqualification for a government aid program of some type. So I want to encourage you to get in touch with our legal department here at the ACLJ and see if we can get you some help on this.
To listen to Law and Justice or learn how to subscribe to one of our podcasts, visit us online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're listening and watching VFN TV, the Data Radio program. It is time to stand up for Israel. It's time not to be silent. God never, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't slumber. He keeps an eye over Israel. And he also says in the end, he will bring people to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. All nations will be brought to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and he will deal with one issue. He will deal with what's happening today. He will deal with all of the policies, procedures, roadmap to peace, all these different things about mm-hmm. how to divide the land of Israel. Because he says he will actually, it's Joel, I believe Joel chapter 1 or 2, also, I will deal with those who try to divide up my land. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? How you treated Israel. And now it's time. Think about this. There's a lot of doctrine being preached, but if you read the Bible, mm-hmm. It's plain as day, that you're going to come to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, a decision where God's going to judge us based on if we didn't stand up for Israel, if we mm-hmm. just sit back and let something, I mean, not saying anything. Oh, I'm just concerned if I say something that I won't be popular anymore. Right. And I mean, there was a survey taken. I don't know what the survey was, but people, it was something, one of these popular, politically correct statements. I'm not even going to say what it was, But it's just like they know if you actually buy into that statement and say it, then you won't be popular with anybody. So they said, would you want say people to say you're this, or would you rather be identified as a cannibal? Serious.
Wow.
Well, you know, we're not going to make the facts, you know, that we're just going to tell you that's what was being said. And the people, because they're so concerned about being identified with this narrative has pushed so hard by the adversary, that what they're using against Israel and the United Nations.
Wow.
Using in the United Nations against Israel, but they said they would rather be a cannibal. They'd rather be identified as a cannibal, which, by the way, is actually eating people. Instead of having a wrong feeling towards folks, they'd rather be identified as someone who actually eats the person instead of talks bad about them.
Wow.
All righty.
Come on now.
I'm serious. And I can't, but, you know, I'm not going to give it any airtime in regards to what it was because, you know, it's what's being done. It's the bipolar argument of Alinsky. You know, Saul Alinsky, and it's been happening. It's the voting block, if you would, too, of the United Nations that's always saying that, you know, Israel is, you know, a racist nation. And it's like, how are they blessing every ethnos, every nation on the face of the earth? And but it's not about Israel, but it's just that you'd rather be identified as a cannibal. In other words, instead of actually saying anything bad about you, I'll just eat you.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's insane.
But it's true. It's true.
Crazy.
We just might make that available to you on the torch. I don't know. I don't know if I want to give it any actual, but I'm just thinking that's how effective when you message, when you put things out like Woodrow Wilson did, President Woodrow Wilson, he sent teachers out to begin to just teach the narrative. And today you got media that's constantly just pushing narratives, you know, guns are bad and Christians are bad and Jews are bad and, you know, all the things that are good are being called bad. All the things that are bad are called good. And you just start buying in that narrative. It's like, oh, I do. I just don't want anybody to think I like Israel.
Right.
But I will eat a Jew. Is that crazy? That is crazy.
Crazy.
By the way, if you don't know that, that's crazy. It's crazy. And sticks and stones may break my bones. But political correctness, how's it go? But words will never hurt. Oh, no, hurt. Words will hurt. Yeah. I'd rather eat you. I'm going to have to eat you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I can imagine how terrible Pat tastes. Hot sauce and...
and protein bars.
And protein bar. Oh, he gave me one of those. I can't talk about it. I haven't dropped them off for nose. What? Dollar counts in my office. Getting back to what's going on here, that is news, but we're not going to... give it a lot of details on it. Israel, right now, I want you to see this. This is a video of a wedding taking place in Israel at nighttime. And understand, you know, hundreds and hundreds of missiles are being fired from Hamas, from Gaza and Hamas. And we're also going to show you how close Gaza is and how when you're looking at southern Israel, you can visually see it's about a half a mile. It's about a half a mile. And so imagine missiles are flying over continually. So you're living your life, you know. I mean, even when this is, think about this. This is what the Lord says. He says, people will be marrying and given in marriage and going about their day. And then suddenly he will return and take his people with him. And you'll be left behind. One man will be gone and one will be left standing. And so here you have right now a couple being married, you know, in Israel. With all this bombardment, and I want you to see this, and I want you to look up in the sky because you're going to see in this dark sky a missile coming with the intentions to be able to kill these folks just for existing, just for living. Watch this.
כל הקהל ייכנס עכשיו לתוך האולם למרחב מוגן, חבר'ה, יש לנו מעל הראש, לכולם. ייכנס לאולם, כולם!
This is from Mel Online, and I mean, it's just tragic. I mean, think about it. How many people is getting married today in America? Mm-hmm. How many people is going about your normal day? I mean, you stopped and got your cappuccino from Starbucks. You pulled over and got your gas. You know, you dressed yourself. You didn't even once think about that you could die on the way to work, that you could be bombed just for existing, just for existing. And this is what's happening right now in Israel. And this is the Lord specifically says. He says that he will bless those who bless Israel, and he will curse those who curse Israel. He's going to deal. He watches over Israel, and he's watching you. He really is. And he's watching me, and he's watching our response. What are we going to do? What are we going to do when the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that for his name's sake, is being persecuted? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do when Hitler begins his beginning days of saying and putting these threats out? Everybody said, he's a crazy man. Don't pay attention to Hitler. You know, and it's like they didn't pay attention to him. And look what happened.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And today people are going, oh, that's just, what do you mean? It's just as missiles going into your community. I mean, you're going to see in this program, this one particular lady that came, missile came right through her roof, injured her. She was in 2 years of rehab, almost killed her child. I mean, just tragedy. And we've got to connect. We've got to empathize. I mean, the enemies, the love of the body will grow cold in the last days. We got to stay soft-hearted. We got to stay connected. We want God to see that we care. And one way we do that is pray. You know, pray today. Pray continually for the peace of Israel and the protection of Israel. And pray for the salvation of Israel. Pray for the soldiers. 40,000 of them are being called to service, to be able to potentially have boots on the ground, a war, if you would, in Gaza, begin to deal with Hamas that is there. And, I mean, it is just amazingly tragic. And first I want to tell to you about, you know, ABC News is reporting this new app that's been developed, and it's called the Red Alert Israel app. And it used to be, as you'll hear some of the stories we're talking about today, that you had to keep your radio off and your windows down when you drove around because you had to be able to hear the sirens so you could park your car and get off, just like we talked about just yesterday with a couple that had their newborn baby coming back from the hospital. They heard the alarms. They had to get out of their car and cuddle their baby. And this is what Avi Mizrahi is writing to me about yesterday, and go in a ditch area to comfort their baby. Brand new baby, and you don't know if they're going to be blown up or not. Amazing. Just horrific. You know, in Proverbs, I believe chapter 5, he says some things that God hates. He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. And, but I want you to see the contrast between what most of the world uses apps for and your smartphone for, and what Israel uses smartphones for. You see that right there? We want to be able to, yes. Watch this. The contrast between how you're using your smartphone and how Israel's having to use their smartphone.
In the U.S., you use your phone to locate the nearest coffee shop. In Israel, you can use it to find the nearest bomb shelter. In the U.K., you use your phone to find out if it's going to rain. In Israel, you can find out if it's going to rain missiles. In France, you use your phone to play Angry Birds. In Israel, you can play Missile Defense. So why not check out these popular apps and get a taste of modern life under the shadow of terror?
It is amazing watching what Israel is going through. And it's like, yeah, we are looking for the local coffee shop. We are checking out the weather. And they're finding out if I'll live or not. If I'll live or not. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this. I want you to see about this application, how it works. It's called Red Alert Israel. Red Alert Israel. Just kind of see. I want you to download it on your smartphone. And I want you to connect with and realize that when we get back from this, I want you to be able to realize that First Israel, first the Jew, then the Christian.
First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
Yeah, first the Saturday people, which would be, you know, Israel, and then the Sunday people. And if we're not going to stand up for the Saturday people, there's going to be nobody to stand up for the Sunday people.
Yeah,
that's right.
Take a look at this, how this Red Alert Israel works.
When rockets from Gaza come flying towards Israeli towns, time is of the essence. People have to run for cover, and this new app can buy them a few additional seconds. It's called Color Red and sends out an alert when a rocket alarm goes off. Believe it or not, the idea for the Color Red app comes from a 13-year-old. Liran Be'er lives in Beersheba, a town near the Gaza border that is often targeted by rockets. There are people that need to know what is happening, and the regular services don't help them enough. So I wanted to be the one who gave them the right information, he tells me. And just then, another alarm goes off. Israel has a sophisticated warning system for impending rocket strikes, with sirens alerting citizens to take cover. But people inside their homes or in office buildings don't always hear the sirens. We got caught up in several rocket alerts while shooting this story.
We have to get under shelter right now because there's another air siren alarm here in Beersheba. But thanks to this new app, some people at least have a little bit more time to get to shelter because they get the alerts really quickly. Let's go.
The app, created by an application developer, is free. It seems to work so well, it's been downloaded more than 130,000 times since the conflict began.
How many of your friends have this as well?
To all. The soldiers too, and the police too, to all.
Israel's government even sent out a notice urging news people to download the Color Red app. The army says any application that warns people of rocket strikes helps in the effort to keep citizens safe.
The time that people have here to run to shelters is between 15 and 50 seconds. So any mobile device that can help, I think it's a good solution.
And Leon Be'er says he thought up the application in his little room at his parents' home in Beersheba. I'm very proud of myself, he says. A very small thing that I did is doing a great thing for the people in the south of this country. Liran Be'er spends a lot of time updating the Color Red Facebook page these days. He's got plenty of time. His school is closed because of the ongoing rocket attacks. Fred Pleiken, CNN, Beersheba, Israel.
13 years old. He's not in school because the school's closed down because of the bombings that are taking place. And he invents this application that warns Israel, and it warns, you can download it now. Make sure you download it. If you want to find out more, you can go to VFNTV.com and look for it, hopefully on the front. Hopefully make sure it's on the front page so people can download the app as we're standing for Israel. But you can search for it in your app store by Red Alert Israel. And when we come back, we're going to show you what it's like and how important it is to be able to stand up now for what's right. A lot of people think they're going to wait till a certain point when it gets really, 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 really bad. It's like the hurricanes. I'm going to go wait. When it gets really, really, when it gets really, really bad, I'm going to leave. And then they take off and they find out they're stuck on a major highway somewhere because everybody else thought the same way.
Yeah.
And you live out the storm on a very dangerous highway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait too late, you're bait.
Mm.
And now is the time to stand up for what's right. Now is the time to stand up for Israel. Now is the time to speak up for the Saturday people so that the Sunday people will have somebody who stands up for them.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Holy Spirit said to tell the people that he has not overlooked your faithfulness. And the Holy Spirit said to tell the people he's going to let you reap where you did not sow. We have so many things at our disposal. There's no reason whatsoever why we should not be greatly successful. There is times in your life and will be times in your life that God will give you a promise. And after he gives you the promise, things will get worse, and you'll say, God, I don't understand, but give it some time. There's a precedence in Scripture. It will get better. You don't know when. You don't know how, but it will get better. Do what you're supposed to do. Obey. Stay in faith. Don't get in doubt and unbelief. When the devil starts really heaping it on, when the devil starts screaming in your ear, it's a dead giveaway. God is about to release you from that burn. There's a harvest at hand.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm-hmm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim-type conversations or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio. And you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church. And they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, mm-hmm. and the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are connecting with what is it like to be in a war zone? What is it like to have missiles coming over your borders and into your cities going towards Jerusalem? I can only imagine what it's going to be like for those that are buying into this horrific, evil, straight from hell narrative that it's okay to fire bombs into Israel, missiles into Israel, and kill them just because they exist. I mean, imagine how evil that really is. I mean, if you could just, you know, let this light shine in your mind and heart just for a moment and look at what's really going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would say this, think about it. If somebody was bombing anybody, you would be empathetic towards them. You would be, I know that they shouldn't treat them that way. I mean, like we are towards the children at the border, and our hearts go out to them. Mm-hmm. Even though they're coming in illegally, we still care about them. But if we care about an illegal alien, how much should we care about the Jews in their own country that are being bombed for being a Jew? Mm-hmm. You know? And blessing so many folks. And these embedded reporters that are there, and we have this segment from CNN. I want you to be able to see this. I want you to be able to connect to those. And we're looking for more embedded reporters in Israel so that we can make available to you, you know, more stories straight from what's taking place from the heart of the Israelis. But also, what is it like to be an embedded reporter? And watch, this is what it's like. And this is what it's like day to day as the citizens of Israel are there. But this is happening. You can see a reporter because they have a video pointed on them. So if you have a video pointed on you, obviously it's going to look like you're getting the gunfire. But truly, mm-hmm. this is what's happening to everybody.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, take a look at this, and we've got to remember to pray for protection over these embedded reporters. This is from CNN.
Sometimes you find the news, and sometimes the news finds you.
Live from Gaza.
I don't know if you could just hear that.
At night, during live shots, during the day, between live shots.
Whoa! Take him now. Somebody take him now.
Taking him live means the possibility of live fire on the air. A reporter needs to watch his back.
Still appears to be in full swing. If you go around this area, there was just a rocket either fired.
At any moment, a live guest in Gaza might be interrupted by Israeli bombing.
What goes through your mind?
Or a reporter in Israel might be interrupted by sirens warning of incoming rockets fired by Hamas from Gaza.
Oh, Carol, we have an alarm going off right now. I'm going to have to seek cover. We're going to go over here. Let's take the camera off the tripod, though.
Go.
What you have to do is you have to get down on the ground and wait for it to pass.
I want to let you hear that. Okay, that is exactly... All right, I'm going to move out of the way.
You think we can get up again? All right, you guys still there, Carol?
We are still there, and we're nervous, Fred.
But the most nerve-wracking explosion caught on tape caught Anderson Cooper as he launched into a live shot from a building in Gaza City. Watch for the flash behind it.
Also, two media centers built...
Whoa.
That was a rather large explosion.
Yeah.
Online posters tried to figure out how close the blast came to Anderson by timing the interval between seeing the flash and hearing the sound. It was about 1.5 seconds, calculated one, so roughly 350 to 400 meters, still a somewhat close call, approximately the length of four football fields. So while Anderson may have laughed, it was a nervous laugh. As a 23-year-old in the Bosnian War, Anderson put himself out there.
The sniper shots are hitting just a few, maybe about 100 or so feet away from here.
Two decades and a lot of white hair later.
But that was probably the largest explosion that we've heard just in the past.
He's smart enough to at least pick up a flak jacket, if not to put it on.
Or two.
Genimo, CNN.
Whoa.
New York.
We've got to be able to remember to pray protection over our journalists that are there reporting for us to give us the news that's going on. And Anderson Cooper is amazing. For all these years, he's gone right into where the battles are. And look, his life's being risked just to be able to get us footage of what's taking place. And so we can, as Christians, we can hear that and connect to what's happening. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking that those many meters, you're looking at just... you know, feet away, maybe a football field away from where he was standing right there. And what says the missile lands here versus there?
Right.
Especially when you have wild folks just firing shots. Of course, that was Israel. He was in Gaza, so Israel's actually strategic. You're safer in Gaza with what's going on because Israel is strategically, surgically dealing with the ones who are firing the missiles and making every effort. And they have a thing called the knock. What they do right before they deal with a particular area, they actually communicate with everybody in that area that gives them a chance to be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called the knock. And then what they're found out is, though, but some of the people from Hamas are sending people to the area so that there would be victims in the context of that. But Israel actually comes and lets everybody know, clear out, we're going to remove all this infrastructure, you know, the bombs, the tunnels, and all these different things. But in the eyes of God, that is just amazingly merciful and kind, and they're doing is stopping the Hamas and the adversaries from shooting missiles into their country, and but there's a huge narrative, which means people are saying things and reporting things and really making things up, saying, you know, Israel's bad, you know, they're condemning Israel for defending herself,
right,
and it's like you would defend yourself. You would defend yourself, and they have a right to exist. Israel has a right to exist, and they're so, listen, they are so kind and merciful that you're going to find out after this break that how close it's like a half a mile from the southern city where they're firing missiles into it to Gaza. But in that, they are he shows the power lines, and they're providing power to Gaza. And so the power lines are going to Gaza, and then the ones that are getting the power from Israel, that they're firing back and trying to kill the people who are actually providing power for them.
Wow.
Is that not crazy? The same thing was happening to Lebanon earlier years, and they would cut the power off to Lebanon. Think about it. Israel's giving their adversary power and water and help and all these different things. If anything, I mean, think about this in the context of how God is going to hold us accountable. If we can't just tangibly see with our own eyes the kindness and the mercy and the blessing on Israel that God has done, and acknowledge that and stand up and say, this is not right, I mean, what's it going to be like at the judgment seat? I mean, a lot of people will tell you, don't worry about it at all. I mean, you got your movies and your entertainment and your Frappuccinos. You're just so busy with your car payment and all this stuff. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. When I was sick, you came and nursed me back to health. And when I was being bombed by Hamas, you stood for me. When did we see this? Whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did to me.
Yeah.
Then he'll say to the others, when I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. When I was in prison, you didn't come and visit me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was sick, you didn't nurse me. When I was being bombed, before all the media, of all the sources, you were getting texts on your phone, you were getting newscasts, you had 700 channels on your television telling you I was getting bombed, telling you I was being treated unjustly, and you didn't even care.
Wow.
Is that not what he says?
Yeah.
And he says, this is what the end day is going to be like. And he's going to divide us between sheep and goats. And the sheep are the ones that were kind to folks. And listen to this. The ones that were kind to Jesus, they don't even know when they did it because they were kind to human beings. Because they said, when were we kind to you? When did we give you water? And he said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did to me. So you're not even going to know. That's why you got to be kind to folks. And you got to be, like Samaritan's Purse. You got to be there in this time of crisis and just help people out. Because you don't know in the end, because if you don't do that, despite what people tell you, if you don't do that, you could be a goat nation. You could be a goat individual. Listen to this alarm going right now. That is a missile coming in to southern Israel right now. That's the alarm, the red alert. Father God, we just pray protection over Israel right now. We ask you right now, Father God, that you would stop that missile and prevent it from coming into the land. In Jesus' name, we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
For all of our listeners out there on VFN Radio, we love to hear from you. Thank you for liking us on Facebook, and we are just beginning to venture out. And it's like, what is this Twitter thing? And we thank you for all the ones that are following us, and we're seeing you come in, and just be patient with us. It takes a little while for us to figure out that kind of technology, and also our Facebook, Facebook friends that are out there, and our Christian Television Network audience. Hello to the Gulf Coast out there in the sandy beaches. It's real hot right now, I think.
Very humid. Hot. Mm.
But, so if you have a sailboat, write to us, and I'll be some, I don't know, what do you call that?
Visitation.
I'll be some ballast. John and I both got to go because you got to sit on one side of the boat to ballast the boat.
Balance the other side. There you go.
Pat wouldn't even put, he doesn't have
it. He can't go.
No. So, the beautiful sandy beaches, we are on the Gulf Coast every day now between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. And that's very strategic because it's down there in the Gulf Coast region. It is before your local news comes on. I think it comes on around 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And is an alternative to a, what is that, world news perspective? You can get both a viewpoint of what's taking place in the world to get a perspective on VFN TV and the daily radio program. So when you go into your local news and you want to hear, you know, what's taking place and it's a good local news in that area, that you have a perspective now. You have a perspective, yeah. And you can go to sleep that night having a godly perspective. At least we're trying to seek that, that you can have a word over your heart, that you can have peace, and you can help people the next day at work. Mm. As a matter of fact, you can listen to us on the radio all day long. If you want to change the environment of your workplace, change the environment of your home, turn on VFN Radio.
Yes.
Turn it on, download our app, go to VFNTV.com to find out all the different ways you can get us.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to go to Life in a Rocket Town, a segment done by CNN a little while back to get a perspective. CBN. And what it's like to be able to live in Gaza's fury, kind of getting a perspective, because now things have cranked it up a huge notch. Mm-hmm. But to get a perspective, because children are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and these different things, you know, you're going to hear about this particular lady that was her house was bombed, and now you're looking at constant bombardment coming in over Israel. To get a perspective, and you're going to see how close Gaza is to Israel. And we'll be right back. Take a look.
Thanks, Julie. No one knows more about the deadly missile attacks on Israel than the people who live in the community of Sderot. It's on the border with Gaza, and people there have lived on the front lines of this ongoing battle. CBN's Scott Ross recently visited that town to see what it's like to live under constant fire.
They call it Rocket Town, the bomb shelter capital of the world. For more than a decade, Israelis in Sderot and southern Israel have lived under almost daily rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip.
Is this representative of what you're dealing with here all the time?
The truth is, this is a very small fraction of the rockets themselves that exploded here in the region itself.
You have people getting killed here in your town?
We had over 44 people being killed overall by rocket fire. Over 1,200 been seriously injured. At the same time, you have an entire generation that grew up with this kind of reality of firing, of sirens going off.
David Buskila was born and raised in Sderot and has been the city's mayor for 14 years.
You love this town, you love the people.
Of course.
Yes.
Someone that not love this town cannot live here.
Day by day, you have to deal with this lifestyle where rockets are being showered literally upon you. How does one adjust to that, if you ever do, really?
In April 2001, it was the first missile that launched to this city. Since then, we had more than 8,000 missiles.
8,000?
8,000 missiles that land only in Sderot. It's a little town, 5.5 square kilometers. 25,000 people live here. And you can imagine that 8,000 hit almost every apartment, every house in this city.
Buskila says many Israelis here suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. The mayor took me to a hill on the edge of town where we could see just how close the Gaza Strip is.
This is the border. It's 840 meters. It's the meaning is something like half a mile.
They could fire rockets at these towers and knock them down, and
they launch the rockets to the electric power station.
Yes, you supply Gaza.
We gave them electric, and they launch rockets to broke the electric power station, then to complain that they have darkness in Gaza. You see, this is not normal.
Everyone who drives in Sderot turns off the radio and rolls the windows down, ready to hear the color red siren to make a mad dash for safety.
And here I am in a playground where kids come and play. Here's a caterpillar, and anywhere else in the world, this would be a normal caterpillar. However, this is a bit different. This is, in fact, a bomb shelter. So when kids come out here to play, a siren goes off. They have 15 seconds to get inside here to be protected from falling bombs.
How does this environment affect children as they're growing up?
Only yesterday I was talking to one of my friends that her boy is in our kindergarten too. We had two alarms yesterday or the day before, I don't remember. And he was so panicked that she had to get out of work and come and get him. And he is only 2 years old.
Hagar Aloni is Starrett's social worker.
We have to be aware of where a bomb shelter is, right?
Right there, yeah.
Okay, tell me where to run in case something lands here.
Nothing moved me more than meeting Gayut Aragon. In January 2008, she was sitting in her home with her four-year-old son near and a neighbor child on her lap. A rocket crashed through the room where they were sitting.
The bomb came through the wall into the room. All the roof was crushed on us from the,
explosion.
Yeah, the explosion. The girl was, you know, fly to the corner. There was four shrapnels in my head.
Yeah.
And they operated and they took out three of them, but one of them, it get deep into the brain, so they don't want to touch it.
Gayut was in rehab for a year and a half, but that wasn't the end of her trouble. Nearly 5 years later, her son is still afraid to sleep in his room. The family has to run to the bomb shelter sometimes three times a night. So why does she stay?
It's my country. It's my city. I was born here.
Right.
I love it. If you want to move, you need to sell the house. No one wants to buy a house in Sderot. No one wants to come from outside to live under bombing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, even that, we very love this city.
How does it affect you now when you hear the rockets landing? Because they're still shooting them here.
Every time I heard the siren, it takes me back then.
Yeah.
And when I go down to the shelter, I'm sitting and I'm trying, and I start crying every time and again and again.
Do you believe that God protected you?
Yeah, yeah.
You do believe that?
I believe that, yeah.
You're not angry? You're not angry with God because he allowed it to happen?
No. I think now, and I thought back then, that it was a miracle. And
oh, yeah.
He protects on me, and he leaves me here in this world living
right.
For my boys because... And I thank him every morning. I never was that believer, you know?
No.
But since day, I believe more in God.
Scott Ross, CBN, Sderot, Israel.
I think of Psalms 121, verse 4, says, God watches over Israel, and we will neither slumber nor sleep. He's seeing what's happening today in Israel. He's seeing our response. I think about Joel chapter 3, verse 2, when he says, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people Israel. This is God. And I think about Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. He says, I, God, will bless those who bless you, Israel. And whoever curses you, whoever does this harm to you, I will curse them. Think about it. And I'll bless all the people on earth through you. This is the God that we serve. And I think about Pastor Martin, who's speaking of during the times of the Holocaust and all the tragedy that was taking place because it was many people that were being taken down. And it was a systematic Saul Alinsky method before even Saul Alinsky began to even walk in that. Because as Saul Alinsky said in his book, Rules for Radicals, this was started in the presence of God by Lucifer, who organized the third of the angels. But this is what he said. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I am not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me.
Mm.
Understand, you can't wait too late because it's not going to work. Today's the day you stand up. This is the pushing force. The pushing force is JJ. The push, which stands, you know, I say that, but that stands for first the Jews, then Jesus, which is the Christians. First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. I mean, that's their strategy. But if you stand up and position yourself like Jehoshaphat did and hear from the Lord, he will give us a strategy and reveal to us a way that he's going to take down this enemy before us. So begin to praise him and declare his goodness, and God will turn this whole thing around. And I believe if we do this, if America stands with Israel, America's going to see new days and a third great awakening. Make sure that you stand. Download the app. It is the Israel Red Alert app. Find out more at VFNTV.com. And dear God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, and the protection and the wisdom of God for these soldiers and for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and all those who live in Israel. In Jesus' name.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll give a big shout out to all of our television network out there. We're just very thankful for you and encourage everyone to think about supporting local Christian television. And one way you can do that with VFN TV and the daily radio program is visit our sponsors. Visit our sponsors and, you know, shop with them, encourage them, and become a partner, because that's the way we help make it all happen.
That's actually right.
How it happens. And we're thankful for all those that are standing with us today and become a sponsor. I mean, think about this. Of all the things that you could be doing as borders are being overpoured by the sea of humanity, as leaders are going to play golf and do fundraisers, as the church is, they're trying to minimize, hide the cross, hide statues of Jesus, pull prayer out of schools, mess marriage, all these different things. I mean, I think it's bad. I mean, I enjoy the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, I really do. And hey, if you want to become a sponsor, you know, you can. But understand this. This is where you need to put your dollar under the eyes of God. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, seeking someone whose heart is dependent upon him. And right now, understand, 24/7 VFN TV and the daily radio program, we're putting it out there. We are putting it out there. Nobody is putting it out there in the context of what we're doing. And God's speaking. I mean, we're having dreams and visions, and we're actually sharing other prophetic words and dreams and visions. But who's doing that? And we don't apologize for it.
Nope.
We're thankful for it. We want to know what God has to say. And we'll allow God to interpret that to you. And we even, not only that, we even make it available to you continually by going to VFNTV.com. If you saw a program or missed a program, or you want to share a program, or you want to go deeper into a program, it's all right there. It doesn't go away. It's right there on VFNTV.com. And when you go there, you'll actually see sponsors that are standing with us. Visit them. Click on those banners. Say thank you. Send them an email. Or become one today. If you're tired of religion, think about this. If you're tired of all these mechanisms and supporting these ziggurats and these all these things going on, if you're ready to get into the kingdom, you know, find someone who's hearing from God. Find a gathering that's hearing from God. Find an apostolic center. Find one of those hubs. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. You know, we're located on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, a very significant things that have happened since God told us to establish it here. But they're all around the place. North Carolina, you have Morning Star, you have Church of His Presence in Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick. Mm-hmm. You have IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle. You have Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got the good one. Right? No, right? He got Texas, man. And so it's amazing what, and so God is doing this all over the place, but you want to get into that place.